Live. Live. Hip, two, three, four. Hip, two, three, four. Lift. Hip. We're the team at EFR.
We're the team at EFR.
Make the most of what we are.
Make the most of what we are.
We love Yahweh, He's our King.
We love Yahweh, He's our King.
To His glory we now sing.
To His glory we now sing.
Hip, hip, two, three, four, hip.
All right there, you Israelite warriors of Yahweh. This is your wake-up call for the 13th of July, 2017. I am Pastor Steve, and the show is Wake Up Call. And I say Shalom Aleichem to all my brothers and sisters out there of the pure white Israelite race. Today... I'm going to do a little more of a secular show rather than reading a lot of scriptures and giving chapter and verse. I'm going to put scriptures into it, but the title of this show is Kooks. Okay? Kooks. That would describe all of us that have been giving warnings. Let's start out with Moshe. He told the people of Israel that he was there to bring them out, and they doubted him and to show us a sign. Well, he showed them a couple of signs, putting his hand inside the robe, and it came out and it was leprous, white as snow. That scared the pants off of them. So they sort of backed off on that. And then he told Pharaoh, or Pharaoh, if you have to have it that way, to listen to the word of Yahweh and let his people go, and Pharaoh thought he was a kook, and he didn't want to listen. So all that stuff happened to Pharaoh, and finally he had to let the people go. And they're marching along. They leave at night. They do the Passover, and all the firstborn die, and then they leave, and they get up to the Sea of Reeds. Now, Yahweh is before them in a pillar of cloud, and they followed that. And behind them, there's a pillar of fire. And they see all of this, but still, these hard-headed people, our ancestors, doubted. Well, they get to the Sea of Reeds, and then Pharaoh's army comes up behind them, but they can't get at them because of the pillar of fire behind them. Well, where are we going to go from here? What now? Oh, there's Pharaoh and all the chariots and the armies, and why did you bring us here? Blah, 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 blah. Well, old Moshe gets called by Yahweh and said, hey, do this. So he raises his staff, and a great wind comes up, and Yahweh parts the Sea of Reeds and dries out the seabed, and Israel proceeds to walk over on dry land. Well, they no sooner get over there than Pharaoh says, well, we'll just go over on the dry land too. So he sends all his troops down in between the waters, And Yahweh tells Moses to turn around and wave his staff, and the waters collapsed on all of Pharaoh's troops. And killed them all. Okay, let's fast forward to our present day. And we've got this whole story passed down. And people, oh man, you're a bunch of kooks. That never happened. You have no proof. You're kooks. Religious fanatics. You're a bunch of kooks. Well, they just take divers and they go down on the Sea of Reed. And lo and behold, there's chariot wheels and spears and helmets preserved in the Sea of Reeds. I guess we're not so kooky after all now, are we? Woe unto you, unbelievers. Well, let's proceed on, go back to Moshe, and he's going along. And they get to the mountain, and they've seen all these miracles happen in Egypt. They've seen, pardon me for just a second. I had to clear the pipes. Seen the Sea of Reeds drown Pharaoh's troops. And you'd think that our ancestors would be awed by this. Oh my. Yahweh destroyed the entire enemy. I mean, whoa. He is a mighty El, mighty God. And, I had to clear my lungs again. I run out of breath. I have chronic bronchitis. It's bad for a show host to have that, but I'm an old man and I can't do anything about it. Moses gets called up on the mountain. He's going to get the Ten Commandments, okay? Didn't know that's why he was going up there. But that's the reason why. So he's going to be gone for a while. And lo and behold, our ancestors get impatient. All these miracles and all this stuff that Yahweh has shown them isn't enough. Isn't enough. I mean, all these things, I mean, I would just be awestruck. But now Moses is up on the mountain. And they want some visible, tangible, they want more. They want a visible, tangible idol. So they gather up all the gold, and Aaron casts the gold idol. Now, he tries to weasel out of the blame for that. We just threw the gold in the fire, and out came this calf, all by itself. So he makes this golden calf. And Moses is coming down the mountain with the tablets. And Joshua was with him. He was his man. There's a noise of war in the camp. Well, no, it's not war. It's a great big party, orgy, whatever, around this golden calf. So old Moses gets mad. He is just furious, and he throws down and breaks the original tablets of the Ten Commandments, because they didn't have enough faith in Moses and just thought he was a kook going up this mountain. He didn't stay here. We don't know where this man Moses is. What about all the plagues in Egypt and the Sea of Reeds? You don't remember that? But Moses is a kook. So you're going to make a golden calf. That's our people. Now let's fast forward today. Any of the truth or sites. Now I'm not just talking about EFR and Christian identity. I'm talking about the right wing, alt-right, that's exposing all these lies and who's perpetrated them and who's doing what and how long they've been doing it and reading history, actual history, documented facts. And people like Rush Limbaugh call us kooks. I had my radio station years ago, and it was heard worldwide on shortwave. They called me a kook. And I told them back then precisely what was going to happen in the future. I told them the biblical truth. This is what's forecast. But I was a kook. I told them about all the race mixing and all the stuff. I was doing Christian identity on a live radio broadcast 5 days a week, way back when. But I was a kook. They would all call me a kook. You can't talk about the Jews like that. They're God's chosen people. You're a kook. Okay, well, they came after me. And I had a little altercation involving firearms. And I got away, and then they put me on America's Most Wanted 6 times. And I was a kook, and I was dangerous, and I was this, and I was that. And I was sold out by a snitch. And they surrounded me and captured me. Let me clear my lungs and get a run out of air. There we go. But I was a kook, so... I was facing 130 years in prison, and I got everything thrown out except a few things, and I had to plead out because there was no way, if I didn't plead out, they would have railroaded me into life in prison, okay? Well, I did 13 of the 15 years, and I didn't participate in any of the prisonisms. Didn't associate with the Negroes, and I didn't hang around with the queers. And I observed the feasts and taught Christian identity in prison. And they kept moving me to get me away from people because I was even getting to some of the guards. And one of the prison chaplains copied all of my translations and used it in his sermons. So they sent him back to Iraq, reactivated him and sent him back to Iraq to get him out of the prison. They really hate Christian identity, the government does. We are listed as a terrorist threat group by Homeland Security because of our beliefs that we want to keep the law of Yahweh and praise him and call upon his true name instead of God and the Lord. We don't do that. We say praise Yahweh and praise Yahshua, the true name of the Messiah, not Jesus. So that makes us kooks. We're kooks. Just ask any politician or any of the Jews media. We're kooks. Well, let's go back in the past again. Old Moshe gets them finally over. They're wandering around, and there's a group of people that want to oppose Moshe. They want to share his power. Okay. And they doubt Moshe and they call him out and do all of these things, and the earth opens up and swallows them. My. Big crack appeared, and their tent and their families and everything they had fell into the crack, and the earth closed back up over them. Let's fast forward to the book of Revelations, where it talks about the floods, and floods equal people. All these alien invaders that are invading all the white Christian Israelite lands. And it says the earth will open up and swallow them. And if we teach that, you see, we're kooks. And you can't believe that just because it says it in the Bible. Well, you go back to an event that's recorded history. Yahweh opened up the earth and it swallowed these people. Well, he can do it again. Oh, no, we don't believe any of that. You're kooks. We're speaking of the divine being. The divine being. Now, there are other divine beings, lesser ones. They are called angels, okay? Messengers, actually, in the scripture, they're messengers. But in the Greek, messenger is angelos. So, churchianity has invented this word, angels. Okay? Touchy-feely, warm and fuzzy, little cute things. Well, no. These angels are killers. Some of them. As in Sodom and Gomorrah, fire and brimstone. This divine being, whose name is Yahweh, created the entire universe, all the laws of matter, which did not exist. It was just spirit. And he created everything just by his will. By his will alone, he spoke his word, and it was. But they want to downsize the creator of the entire universe to somewhere on their level where they can relate. And if we believe that he is all-powerful and he is all these things and the creator of the universe, that makes us kooks. Why, you religious kooks? Yeah. Well, in short order, they're going to find out the pecking order of the universe. And the kooks, to wit, Christian identity, those that believe, were right all along. The people that said the earth was round were kooks. Everybody believed the earth was flat and you could sail off the edge and there was dragons out there and all that stuff because it was a lack of knowledge. But when they proved, finally, that the earth was round, and there is still some dissent, there are groups that believe differently. I don't want to get into that. Okay, but the people that have promoted science, real science, not fake science, all through history, Marconi, Tesla, all these people, they were all called kooks. And now we have all this modern technology based on their findings. Electricity, all, you know, whoa. Oh, you're gonna push that little button and lights are gonna come on. No, you have to use a lamp. You have to light the lamp. You're a kook. You can't make light like that. And then there's a light bulb. And then there's the fluorescent lights. And now we've got these LED lights that don't burn out like light bulbs, and they last for years and years. On and on and on and on we go because of the kooks that believed in electricity. All this name calling, why you're a kook. Well, what's that make you? You know, it makes you ignorant. Ah, you kooks that believe in this ancient god, he was evil, he wanted sacrifices. You're talking about the divine being. If he wants to issue an order that anybody that eats chocolate fudge ice cream shall be stoned, of course that would be ridiculous, and he doesn't do ridiculous things. He doesn't issue frivolous laws. Then he has the right to do that because he is the top of the pecking order in the universe. And if we are kooks because we want to submit to the supreme deity, well then I guess I'll just have to be a kook. Because I believe in Yahweh, I believe in his commandments. And all of his commandments have proved out. All the food laws are for our benefit, so we don't eat things that are harmful to us. And the animals that we are not supposed to eat retain the toxins within their body and don't expel them because they're cleaning animals, they're garbage collectors. Like oysters. Okay, you get a mercury spill, mercury content of the water's high, the oysters absorb that mercury because it's not harmful to their system, but it is absolutely lethal to us. So they harvest a bunch of oysters that are contaminated with mercury from the water, which they are there to cleanse. And we just blithely go ahead and eat these oysters, especially raw on the half shell. And then they have a tremendous outbreak of mercury poisoning from those tainted oysters. Well, they're supposed to be tainted. They were created to cleanse the water of the toxins. So Yahweh says, don't eat them. Now, is that a frivolous law? Is he being imperious? Well, as the creator of the entire universe, he has the right to be imperious. Because he's the top of the pecking order. But if we believe in him and trust in his word, we are kooks, right? Just ask a left-wing libtard or a person that works for the Jews media, and they will freely tell you how kooky we are. Ask Rush Limbaugh about all these kooks. Mm-hmm. But if you listen to Rush Limbaugh, you will find that he is a shill for Israel. Bought out part and parcel. Oh, I'm right wing. No, you're not. No, you're not. Because if you're truly right wing, you'd want to eliminate the Federal Reserve Bank and deport all these racial aliens. But you're not in favor of that. But we're kooks. We want our race to survive. We want our children to be properly educated, not indoctrinated. So we're kooks. We want to obey the laws in the Bible, including especially the Old Testament, because it's not passed away. But if you don't say it's passed away, you're a kook. Oh, God is love. Everybody can come into our church, which is directly contradictory to what it says in Scripture, Old and New Testament. But we're kooks. Okay? We're kooks. We don't want a race mix because that's genocide against our race. But we're kooks. We don't want to tolerate the disease-ridden sodomites. So we're kooks. Because the sodomites are in direct opposition to Yahweh. And we're Yahweh's chosen people, true Israel. And we don't hold with that. So we're homophobes. We're kooks. Right-wing kooks. Alt-right kooks. We don't want to walk down the street and get jumped and murdered by a bunch of black thugs. But we can't talk about that because that makes us kooks. So let's go further back into the Old Testament. All the prophets were maligned by their own people, Israel. Prophet has no honor in his own land. Well, they fought against the prophets and maligned them. A lot of them they killed. The Edomites had them killed for telling the truth. But today, it hasn't changed much because when we tell the truth, our own people malign us. Now, we know we're going to get maligned and bashed by the enemy. Of course, that's their nature. They are willing participants in the war on our people, the white race. But it's our own people that are calling us kooks. The Judeo-Christians are in their little herd where they're comfortable, their little cult, King James Bible cult, that if you say anything against King James Bible and point out, pardon me, I couldn't catch that cough. If you point out the many, many errors in the King James Bible, you're a kook. And a lot of these people, especially in the rural areas, will want to do you physical harm up to the point of taking your life if you say anything against that King James perversion. Our own people. It says in Scripture that our enemies will be of our own house. Well, the house of Israel. Okay, the white race. And they don't even know they're Israel. And when you try to tell them and show them proof that they are Israel, you're a kook. you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make them drink. We have warned our people of what is coming, and they have called us kooks. Oh, you're kooks. And I watched a vid on the internet of the Antifas, the anti-fascists, marching, I believe it was in Arizona, all carrying assault rifles, marching down the street with masks on, their faces covered, and there weren't just 8 or 9, there was a whole herd of these people. Armed to the teeth, with their black clothing on and the black masks across their face, which I believe is illegal. I think they have laws against that. Now you imagine the white boys, the alt-right, having a protest. Well, they only have about a third of the number of these Antifas show up, because the Antifas are bussed all over the country to counter protest these right wing white boys. Okay? But that's not illegal according to law enforcement. But you let the white boys show up with shotguns or rifles or something, they're going to jail. They are going to be arrested and imprisoned. Terroristic threatening, or they'll make some charge up and they'll do jail time. But not the Antifas, not Black Lives Matter. You don't see any of the Black Lives Matter people being arrested. You don't see any of the anarchists that smash windows and burn cars. You don't see any of them getting prison time. But you let the white boys get out on the street and counter protest, and they protest against Sharia law, and they're kooks, and they'll bring armed people against them. Now, I watched that video, and these guys were not carrying junk. They're carrying AKs and ARs and some serious hardware. They are being armed. They didn't buy it themselves. They're being armed by the behind-the-scenes opposition. Okay? Behind-the-scenes manipulators. Are any of them being arrested for arming domestic terrorists? Huh? No. George Soros has been funding Black Lives Matter, which riots regularly, does destruction regularly. Has he been arrested? Oh, you hear rumors that he's going to be prosecuted, and they're going to do this and they're going to do that, but what have they actually done? Saying something and doing something is two entirely different things. They do as they will because of the Jewish money backing, but we're the kooks. We're the kooks. Always. It's always our fault. Nasty white people. They have used this kook label very effectively. They have tagged us because they repeat us. To repeat this name, kook, 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 over and over and over and over. People like Rush Limbaugh and all the others in the Jews media. He is a neocon. He's a false conservative. Shilling for the Republican Party, which is controlled by the Jews, the same as the Democratic Party, which is controlled by the Jews. They're two same coin, but we're the kooks. Okay, we get the bad label. Why? Because they own the media. It is their venue. We're playing in their sandbox. Now, I don't know when our people are going to wake up. But most of them believe everything they see on the devil vision. Totally owned by the Jews. Now the Jews are arming people. And a lot of them of our own race. A lot of them aren't. But do you think that these people, as heavily armed as they are joking? You don't think they'll use those weapons? When they are given the order from above by their puppet masters to use those weapons against us, they will do so with a smile on their face and love in their heart. Because we're the kooks, and nobody likes the kooks. We have been labeled, so therefore it's open season on the kooks. That's coming. And we have been warning our people about this for how long? Years and years. This isn't a recent thing. This is not a new development. This is an ongoing problem that we have been crying in the wilderness, a voice crying in the wilderness, like John the Baptist, and they didn't want to hear him either. The Pharisees especially. So eventually they beheaded him. Well, what do you think these guys with these AKs are going to do to us? But if we fight back, we're the ones going to go to jail. Because guess what? The cops are in their pocket. They are part and parcel to this. I witnessed the stoning of the Christians on the vid about Dearborn, Michigan, and the white cops threatened the Christians and didn't arrest any of the people throwing things at the Christians. They ran the Christians out of town. And then the cops said, oh, we don't have enough people here. But they had a whole herd of people outside of town to pull them over and harass them. All the cops were out there laying in a trap for when the Christians left. They pulled them over and really gave them a hassle with all the cops. They had plenty of cops there. So the cops lied. And it was shown on the video that they lied, but what has been done about it? Absolutely nothing. But we're the kooks. We're kooky because we believe in Yahweh. We're kooky because we believe in Yahshua as Messiah and what he taught, not what the Judeo-Christian churches say he taught. But what he actually taught. But if you say what he actually taught, you're a kook. Oh, he didn't say that. Well, read the Bible. He didn't say that. Read the Bible. He didn't say it. Because we say so. You're a kook. And that makes it all right for the lie. It's all right to lie for them. And nothing is done about the lie. But we're the kooks. Anybody that stands for Yahweh will be persecuted. That includes being called names like kook. And you're Nazis. Everybody's a Nazi. I'm not, but they say so. because I stand for the unadulterated scripture. I believe that in the original language as it was originally written, that the Bible is the word, the inspired word of Yahweh. I do not believe it is the word of Yahweh in these modern so-called translations, where they've changed and modified the word. Now, I did something about that to the best of my ability when I went into the original language and properly translated a lot of things. It's not perfect because I don't have I gotta clear my lungs here. I don't have the absolute original Hebrew to read. It doesn't exist. It's in scrolls, but I did the best with the material available, and it said, even in just the Hebrew, which they haven't tampered with too much, that's a whole different story. Now, the Greek, everybody touts the Septuagint, and I got a cough again, excuse me. That's rough. The Septuagint is a copy. And the Greek language does not properly, in many cases, parallel the Hebrew. The words they use give it a different meaning. The Septuagint itself has been changed. And the translators did the best to convey the Hebrew into the Greek. Well, when you're changing a text from one language to another, you're never, ever, ever going to quite get the meanings identical. You can come close, okay, but a lot of things just aren't the same. A lot of things just aren't the same. Well, when reading the Septuagint and the New Testament, you have to know Hebrew pretty much to understand that it is a parallel text from Hebrew translated into the Greek. And you have to know the Hebrew mindset. A lot of the quotes from the Old Testament in the Greek are not exactly what they say in the Old Testament Hebrew. A lot of the sayings they've translated that Yeshua Messiah said are close approximations, but they don't quote exactly. So you go to the Old Testament, to which chapter and verse he is referring to, and you read that. And then you understand what he has to say. But when you do that and you differ from the doctrine propounded by these churches, and if it differs, even though it's accurate, even though you're right, if it differs from their church doctrine, you're a kook. Why, you don't know what you're talking about. Oh, that's just your opinion. Well, from years of study, yeah, it's different. But if you actually quote it and you say, look, this is what it really says, they're going to jump all over you because they are herd beasts. They don't feel comfortable on their own outside the herd. They have been indoctrinated so heavily that they are no longer capable of receiving new information. They can't objectively look at it. They can't listen. They can't hear. They are, as Eli said, in a stupor. That's what it says in Scripture. Pardon me. I missed that. So these stupefied Christians who cannot reason with you, cannot argue objectively, don't have the knowledge to understand what you're saying and don't want it, they will resist it at every turn. They'll start to name calling. Oh, you're just a kook. That's not what we're taught in the church of what's happening now. Yeah, I know. I know it's not taught there, which is a major part of the problem. And if you try to introduce the truth to these people, the name calling starts. The name calling is absolutely repeated over and over and over in the Jews media. That anybody that doesn't agree with the libtard philosophy is a kook. And if you say it long enough and people hear it often enough, they're going to think it. Because that's the nature of people. Monkey see, monkey do. So those of us in two seed line Christian identity have been labeled kooks because we have questioned and we have gone back to the original text of the Bible to find out the truth. And we have seen that these people have been presenting as doctrine a perverted text. And when we come against this perverted text and we try to open their eyes, their mind snaps shut like a steel trap. Clank! And no matter what you say, no matter how much proof you put in front of them, they are incapable of seeing and hearing it. You're tilting at windmills like Don Quixote. What do you do about that? Quite honestly, in this late time period, I hate to say this, but there's not a lot that you can do. And a lot of these people that you care about enough to tell the truth to are going to be lost. They can label us and call us kooks all they want. But the truth has been exposed. Yahweh is revealing in these last days, and believe me, brother and sister, these are the last days. You can see that by the escalating violence and the armed march on the street. We told you that they were going to ramp up. Well, they're ramping up their gear. And the politicians are gearing up for war. They're going to foment another war. We're telling you this in advance, and we're trying to get you to physically and spiritually prepare yourself for this next phase of the tribulation that is coming. It's going to get a lot more violent, and it's going to get violent in the cities here in America and in England. It's already violent in France and Germany. The violence over there will be coming here. We will see more armed marches. And if they're arming the Antifa, they're going to be arming Black Lives Matter. And instead of punching white people in the head and knocking them out, they'll just shoot us. Because they have absolutely no moral compass. They don't have a conscience. Our lives don't matter, and we will be killed just for the color of our skin. They're doing it already. They're beating our people to death. They're stabbing us. They're robbing us and home invading us. And just jacking us in the jaw for standing on a street corner when they pass by, and then four or five of them start kicking on you. But we're the kooks, right? Because we're warning about this. We're kooks? Oh, please, give me a break. There's nothing kooky about the truth. It's scary. And because it's unpleasant, they hide from the truth. They don't want to hear it so badly, they will go into their little stupor. And hide. And it's not going to help them. They're just, you know, that they're, you're hit. If you're standing out on a street corner waiting for the walk light and a group of 5 or 10 of them come by and beat you half to death or to death, nobody's going to help you. The police certainly won't. And your fellow whites are too scared to get involved because they'll be beaten too. Because these creatures have gone into an animal rage and there's no stopping it. And when we say anything about this and bring it to the public's attention, the Jews media won't publicize it. Pardon me. And we're kooks. Oh, you're crazy. That's not happening. You're making that up. You're a kook. True believers in the Bible, as it actually is written, have had this kook label assigned to them. Because if you are mocked by enough people, people won't listen to what you have to say, even if it's the truth. And the label of kook has been applied to true Christianity for so long. All your fanatics, you're this, you're that. Label, 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 label. Mock, 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 mock. Well, there is an old saying, brothers and sisters. He who laughs last laughs best. And we have tried and tried and tried to help these people out of the goodness of our heart. And they have returned evil for good. Now, what does Scripture say about that? It speaks of their imminent destruction. Does this make me happy? No. I'm not happy about calamity. I'm not happy about their impending punishment. What would make me happy? I would be happy if they would repent. And they would open their hearts and their eyes and their minds to the truth and come over off that side of the fence into Yahweh's camp and be part of the remnant. Those that are not of Israel, that are not of our seed line, there's no point in talking to them. You're not going to convince them. They are going to serve whom they are going to serve. They will never be part of the remnant. They're not Israel. They're not going to be redeemed. So don't waste your time. Should I give up on these hard-headed Israelites that don't want to hear the truth? No. I'm not going to give up. I'm going to endure and I will occupy until the end. If I can just persuade one, if they hear my broadcast and one comes over into the remnant and believes and changes his life and lives his life according to Yahweh's laws, I have won a great victory. Because every soul is precious to Yahweh. No matter how much name calling they do, I keep trying because that's what Yahweh has called me to do. If that makes me a kook, so be it. I cannot call myself a Christian identist and abandon some of my people because they are so deep in apostasy. Yahshua came for them too, and I want them to accept Yahshua as he was and to accept his truth that he taught. Because somebody told me the truth and cared enough about me to help my eyes be open. So now it's my turn. And it's your turn too, brother and sister. Keep telling the truth, no matter what they call you. If they call you kook, well, that's an honorable term these days. If I'm a truther and I tell the truth and I tell about Yahweh's laws and his glory and his redemption through Yeshua Messiah and they call me a kook, that's a badge of honor. Thank you. That's all I can say about that. Well, watch out for the armed Antifas. Prepare your family spiritually first and physically second, basically at the same time. You'll need storage food, you'll need portable shelter, you'll need medical supplies, medicine. If any of you are ill, you have to stockpile that because the tribulation is going to get a lot worse. And we want you to come through on the other side praising Yahweh. Do not lose faith because things are dire and dismal. This is forecast, prophesied in the Bible about the last days. Always remember that we are Yahweh's chosen people. He is our Elohim and we are to serve him and praise him. All of this is going to come out to his glory for the good of our people. Pardon me. He has not abandoned us. He still loves us. And all of this must come to pass. So I will say Shalom Aleichem to all of you. And may Yahweh bless and keep you.
Live. Live. Hip. 2, 3, 4, hip, 2, 3, 4, lift, hip. We're the team at EFR.
We're the team at EFR.
Make the most of what we are.
Make the most of what we are.
We love Yahweh, he's our king.
We love Yahweh, he's our king.
To his glory we now sing.
To his glory we now sing. sing. Hip, hip, two, three, four, hip.